Don't mind us. We're just doing some last minute behind the scenes stuff. All right. All right. Are you guys ready? Everybody good? All right. Welcome back. Mix 94.7 KMCH 819. Ladies and gentlemen, I have 1, 2, 3, 4 people gathered around me in the studio here. So I'm going to start with you in the red jacket, young man. Introduce yourself, please. Tell hi to everybody.
Hello.
What's your name?
Jared Gers.
Jared, where are you from?
Delhi, Iowa.
From Delhi, Iowa. Who do you want to say hi to on the radio this morning? Who's listening in? Who's listening to you make your radio debut?
People.
People. Hello, people. Hello, people. Now, let's talk about why you are here. Why are you here this morning, Jared?
To tell you about the community Easter egg hunt.
Oh, is Easter coming up?
Yes.
Is that? Are they doing that again this year?
Yes.
Oh, we are? Okay, well, tell me a little bit about it then.
It will take place on Saturday, April 9th, 1 week before Easter at 10 a.m. in the morning at the Penn Center facility, Delhi, Iowa.
In Delhi, Iowa. So, like, are you, like, decorating eggs as we speak? As soon as you leave here, you got to go dye a bunch of eggs, or how's that working out?
Well, they're plastic.
Okay, so you don't have to decorate the big eggs and everything. Who else did you bring with you this morning?
Uriah Hahn.
Well, you grabbed my hello, sir. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Uriah Hahn.
Uriah, how are you? Where are you from?
Manchester,
from
Iowa.
From Manchester, Iowa. What school do you go to?
Homeschooled.
You're homeschooled? All right, so that's how you get to be here today, right?
Yeah.
You get to be excused. Well, tell me a little bit about why you're here this morning. You got a script in front of you as well.
Yeah. I'm here to talk about what we're going to have for at the Easter egg hunt.
All right, go ahead.
We're going to have games, face painting, live animals, chalk contests, and prizes. Even better, there's no cost.
No cost? Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. You should be charging somebody something.
No.
No? Okay. Well, by the way, is that your handwriting?
Yeah.
Because that's very good. I can read that from here. Oh,
no.
You want to see mine? Mine is even worse. So,
no.
Who else did you bring with you?
Kara.
Kara, how are you, Kara?
Good.
Where are you from, Kara?
I am from Worthington, Iowa.
So we got Delhi, Manchester, and Worthington represented here today.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the Mount Rushmore of Delaware County, isn't it?
Yeah.
Holy cow. Well, go ahead with your script.
So if we, in the event of bad weather, there will be a drive-through. It'll be set up to pick up the Easter eggs for you to take home. When you come through the drive-thru, tell us how many children will be receiving the Easter eggs. We will gather the eggs and bag them for you. We do ask that you please return the empty plastic Easter eggs to the Penn Center at a later date.
Now, was it drive-thru? You're not throwing the eggs at people. You're just handing them to them, right?
Yeah.
If the weather's bad, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was worried, like, you guys aren't just going to start chucking plastic eggs at people as they're driving through. I was a little concerned. So, well, let's talk about the 4-H group, huh? Can we? Oh, you guys come back up here. You don't have to run away. I mean, it works better when you're close to the microphone. Kara, you hang on to that microphone, that magic talking stick. Tell me a little bit about the 4-H group you're a part of.
We are the Lindsay Creek Helping Hands.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in Manchester, Iowa.
See, these are questions that aren't on the script, right? I'm making y'all think. It's like a pop quiz now. Hand the microphone back to that gentleman right there. Remind me your first name again. I'm sorry.
Uriah Hahn.
Uriah Hahn. How many years have you been in FFA now?
Oh, boy. 4?
4 years?
About four.
4 years. What's your favorite part about it?
We get to have friends there, and we get to do activities and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, like the Easter egg hunt, right?
Yeah.
Now, is this
yeah.
your first Easter egg hunt or that you put on?
The first one I've been helping with, yeah.
Okay, you've been helping with. And hand it back to Jared here. Jared seems like the most nervous guy of the bunch. They told me you were nervous. You were shaking like a wet cat out there. Is that true, Jared?
No.
You were not. Well, good. Don't be nervous. Tell me about your 4-H journey. What do you like about it so much?
We get to do, like you said, a lot of fun things with our friends, and also we take a lot of projects to fair.
What project did you take to fair last year? Do you remember?
I took a clock.
You took a clock? Now, do you guys still have to do the green record books and everything in FA or in 4-H?
Yes.
All right, by show of hands, how many of you wait till last minute to fill those things out? All right, everybody's hand went up in the studio, including mine when I was in FFA and 4-H as well. Uriah's got the mic. Oh, he's hanging on to it. All right, Uriah. And now he's handing it off to Kara. I'm doing play-by-play of the handoff here. Kara, what do you enjoy so much about the FFA? I'm sorry, about 4-H. I keep saying you're going to FFA next. It's 4-H right now. So what do you enjoy so much about it?
I like the field trips and activities, and I like to listening to other people's presentations.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you listen to a lot of presentations. How are these guys doing so far?
They have... Okay. Good.
So, again, to recap, we got Uriah, we got Jared, we got Kara here. Delhi, Worthington, and Manchester. Who wants to remind everybody the when and where of this thing again before we part ways? So, when is it? Where is it? And Kara, we'll come to you last to remind everybody if there's bad weather, okay? So, you remind everybody where?
The Penn Center Community Easter Egg Hunt will take place Saturday, April 9th, 1 week before Easter at 10 a.m. in the morning at the Penn Center facility.
And then
Iowa.
And then Uriah, you remind everybody what it costs to get in and all that fun stuff.
No cost. We're going to have games, face painting, live animals, chalk contest, prizes, and even better, there is no cost.
There is no cost at all. And Kara, as we wrap up, if it happens to be kind of a yucky day out there, what's the backup plan?
There will be a drive-through to pick up the Easter eggs for you to take home. When you come through the drive-through, tell us how many kids will be receiving the Easter eggs. We will gather the eggs and bag them for you. We ask that you return the empty plastic eggs to the Penn Center at a later date.
You guys did an excellent job. So nice. Thanks for coming in this morning. Can we grab a picture of you for the website before we get done here so everybody can see your smiling faces? Kara, Uriah, Jared, correct? Thank you guys for coming in. Have a great weekend, all right? Okay. And we put all the details about that upcoming Easter egg hunt on. Did you want to get in the microphone too? She says absolutely not. So, all right. So we'll put all the details online, kmch.com. Our guest of the day segment right here. You can, of course, see it on the website and make plans to attend that Easter egg hunt as well.